Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 10 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, the weather remains pleasantly warm, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making for a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF warns of possible increased rocket fire from Lebanon, urging the public to follow safety instructions after a recent barrage. This update comes from Walla, just in. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that Senator Marco Rubio calls the Israel-Lebanon talks a historic step toward peace, as Hezbollah fires 30 rockets and some assailants surrender to the IDF. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes the start of historic negotiations between Israel and Lebanon amid threats from Hezbollah, with a focus on the northern border. Separately, JNS reports a Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to arson and attempting to aid Hezbollah, highlighting international ties to the conflict from earlier today. And finally, from JTA, a Jewish food writer uncovers her family's Holocaust history, revealing her relative's role as a Catholic martyr. Here's what people are saying online. European Council President Antonio Costa told Al Arabiya English just minutes ago that it is crucial to halt the war in Lebanon and for Israel to engage seriously with Lebanese authorities. He also stressed that Iran must not acquire nuclear weapons. Journalist MJ Lee reflected moments ago on a 9-year-old story about speaking with over 50 people, hinting at the depth of narratives in the region. Eli Afriat, an Israeli diplomat, posted recently that Lebanon is showing interest in disarming Hezbollah. Talks in Washington are progressing well, without France's involvement. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's warning of increased rocket fire. According to Walla, this comes after Lebanon launched a barrage of rockets toward Israel's north. The IDF is urging residents to stay vigilant and follow safety guidelines. This situation underscores the ongoing volatility at the border. Turning to the historic talks between Israel and Lebanon. As reported by Ynet, these negotiations in Washington are the first direct talks in decades. Senator Rubio emphasized their importance as a step toward peace, despite the backdrop of violence from Hezbollah. The talks could pave the way for a new peace framework. Meanwhile, the case of Reagan Darby Prater in Tennessee highlights the reach of Hezbollah's influence. JNS reports that Prater admitted to firebombing a community center and attempting to aid Hezbollah. This incident points to the global implications of the group's activities on the economic front. First, Mariv Business reports that Amazon is acquiring Globalstar, a major player in the satellite internet market, in a strategic move that could reshape the industry. Separately, Globes reveals that the Treasury is offering state-guaranteed loans to small and mid-sized businesses impacted by the war, providing much-needed financial support. And finally, C-Tech highlights advancements in low-cost interception systems and spectrum control, which are transforming military strategies and attracting investment in defense technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.